That was quick. Criminal whose prison sentence was commuted by Joe Biden arrested again. By Amy Furr on March 20, 2025. A 52-year-old convicted criminal in Alabama is once again in custody after former President Joe Biden commuted his prison sentence in January. In 2023, the suspect identified as Willie Frank Peterson was convicted of conspiracy to distribute cocaine, which resulted in a 6-year and 3-month jail sentence that began in September of that year. Fox News reported on Wednesday, citing court records. Biden commuted his sentence to 20 months on January 17, and Peterson was then cut loose. But on Monday, Peterson was booked for multiple drug-related offenses in Dothan, Alabama. The Dothan Police Department charged Peterson with 2 counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance and 1 count of possession of marijuana. The outlet said, adding, Peterson was also arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and 3 firearms-related offenses, per police records. Social media users shared their thoughts on the news. One person writing, "That was quick," while someone else said, "Way to take advantage of that second chance, bro." Biden announced on January 17 that he was commuting 2,500 criminal sentences for nonviolent drug offenses, and Breitbart News reported that the move set a record. The president's son Hunter, who had pleaded guilty to tax violations and was convicted on firearms-related charges, is among those to benefit despite months of protestations to the opposite, the article stated. In December, Biden commuted the sentences of 37 federal death row inmates, which converted their punishments to life in prison, per Breitbart News. AP reports a long list of convicted offenders will be spared after they were sentenced for a range of criminal acts, including the slayings of police and military officers, people on federal land and those involved in deadly bank robberies or drug deals, as well as the killings of guards or prisoners in federal facilities, the outlet said. However, some inmates who will remain on federal death row include Jokhar Tsarnaev, who helped carry out the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, and Dylan Roof, who in 2015 shot and killed 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert Bowers, who killed 11 Jewish worshippers during a 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, will also remain on death row, the report noted.